hero, Biden an insult to the American people thinking he can hide in his bunker. Come out like a groundhog reading a teleprompter. By Jeff Poor on July 26, 2020. Saturday, Fox News Channel's Jeanine Pirro emphasized the stakes involved in this November's general election, noting the civil unrest and threats to federal property, which has forced the use of federal law enforcement. Pirro took a jab at the Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's campaign, which has lacked many traditional elements, including public appearances thus far. Transcript as follows. You have 100 days. 100 days to save this country. As you've watched the attempted destruction of this great nation. Yes, I said, great nation, you probably felt like you were watching violence play out in a third world country. That this kind of thing doesn't happen in the United States. Well, I've got news for you. Elect the wrong person, and it's coming to your city. As this plays out with 100 days left before the presidential election, the question is simple. Do you want someone to fight for the peaceful America you lived in? One who respects law and order? Or do you want to chart a different course for America and continue to descend into the depths of despair and darkness? I want you to think about your life 1 year ago. The economy was soaring. You had a job, if you wanted one, you could pack your kids in the SUV and take a vacation if you wanted. You could go to sports events, concerts and enjoy the fruits of your labor unhindered. On a lazy July summer night like tonight, you might have a barbecue, turn on some music. Not anymore. The question now, is it safe? Will my family be safe? Will I be able to protect myself, my business, and my property? Will I get into trouble if I exercise my Second Amendment right to defend myself and my property? The man who wants to run this country, who is watching the same videos that your calls these rioters and looters, peaceful protesters, asserting that they have a First Amendment right to assemble. Let me tell you, most of them are anything but peaceful. They are violent anarchists, criminals, arsonists, looters, haters. Democrat Mayor Ted Wheeler of Portland, the site of almost 60 consecutive nights of shocking unrest and violence, stood proudly with the protesters surrounded, of course, by his 5 security guards, announcing federal law and the U.S. Constitution doesn't apply in our city. He's all good with the non-stop effort to destroy federal property and the violence that occurs to federal officers protecting it. Nancy Pelosi calls these federal agents stormtroopers, a hateful reference to Nazi Germany. She says the stormtroopers are harassing the protesters. A primer, Mr. Mayor and Madam Speaker. 40 United States Code Section 1315 requires the Department of Homeland Security to protect buildings, grounds and property owned, occupied or secured by the federal governments. It also requires that they enforce federal laws, carry firearms and make arrests without warrants for any offense against the United States. The federal courthouse in Portland has been targeted by arsonists and vandals literally trying to break into it to burn it down. Now assaulting federal officers in the process of doing that same thing. The Department of Homeland Security sent several dozen agents who are not trying to be local police simply to protect their property. The local police themselves are incredibly frustrated because their hands are tied by this leftist mayor. They tweet reports every day of incendiary and inflammatory materials being used by the anarchists in the attempted breaching of the fence, as well as the throwing of projectiles by the protesters. The Portland police have documented this, but have not been permitted to make one arrest. If a federal agent identifies someone, though, who has thrown a device and sees that person when the crowd starts to break up, they have the absolute right to follow in the probable cause to arrest that person for a federal crime. They are not doing local law enforcement's job. They are there to protect against vandalism and destruction of a federal building. This is done throughout the nation and is unquestionably constitutional. It is an example of federal supremacy, where the Constitution and federal laws generally take precedence over state laws and state constitutions, and definitely precedence over dingbat mayors like Wheeler. This operation is totally different from Operation Legend, named after 4-year-old Legend Taliaferro, shot while he was sleeping in his own home, in his own bed. This is a surge of federal law enforcement officers already in American communities plagued by violent crime. In cities like Chicago, over 400 people were murdered so far this year. 50% increase over last year, 2,000 people shot so far this year in one city. Now, this operation is nothing new. There are joint task forces between local and federal agencies that have been in operation for decades and are commonplace throughout the nation. As DA, my office coordinated with the FBI, the ATF, the DEA on joint task forces, including the Joint Terrorism Task Force to combat gang, gun, terrorism, and drug crimes. We didn't need anyone's permission to fight crime that Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot would resist such assistance for so long as people died to prove she is more interested in politics than people. Now, this effort is not about the rioting, Operation Legend. It's about saving lives coordinated by the United States Attorney. There doesn't need to be a formal invitation for these task forces to continue to work cooperatively. That's what mutual assistance is. So what is the man running for president opposite Donald Trump doing during all of this? Bunker Joe is hunkered down in his basement, scared of his own shadow. Afraid to come out, only willing to speak from a script and certainly not willing to answer any questions. Hiding, leading a campaign of lies to promote his candidacy, but never allowing anyone to question him. No surprise, it doesn't appear the man has the capacity to even respond to questions. But worst of all, Joe Biden, the man who wants to be president of the United States, remains silent as America burns, as police are attacked and statues are tumbled and vandalized, as businesses are burned, as three federal officers are likely left permanently blinded as a result of these so-called peaceful protesters using lasers, pointed at their eyes. They are so full of hate. Now Biden says, "I don't want to defund the police." Well, then why did he say before that? Yes, absolutely. When asked if he would redirect funding away from police to other budget areas. Haven't we been told that that is defunding, taking money from the police budget to other areas? Of course, Biden's campaign panicked and said he does not support defunding the police. But in the, now this, that's the name of it, a social media-focused news organization interview, he said police forces don't need surplus military equipment, saying that this is what leads them to become the enemy in a community. And when he is pressed further by the host, asking, quote, "But do we agree that we can redirect some of the funding, the police funding?" Biden says, "Yes, absolutely." Joe Biden is out of touch, folks. Bunker Joe actually thinks he can run for president, not answer any questions, not complete a full thought or sentence. It's an insult to the American people that this man thinks he can hide in his bunker and come out like a groundhog reading a teleprompter, refusing to answer questions, all the while doing the Washington two-step of, "I didn't mean what I said, and I really meant what I actually didn't say." We are in the most serious election of our lives. And if you think that's an exaggeration, take a look at this. Is this what you want to come to your city on a sweet summer night in America? Peaceful protesters who assert they have their First Amendment right to assemble, and then take over parts of our cities or erase our history and throw the Declaration of Independence out and the Constitution on its head. If not, get ready to fight for the America you love. Because it's going to take a fight to keep it. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.